I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio with South Carolina Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. South Carolina has one of the highest stroke death rates in the country. It's estimated that 30,000 people in South Carolina will have a stroke this year. To talk about what individuals can do to help prevent stroke is Dr. William Moran from the Medical University of South Carolina. Dr. Moran, as director of the Division of General Internal Medicine and Geriatrics at MUSC, can you tell us what actually happens when a person has a stroke?
Well, thanks for having me, Bobby. A stroke is when there is a cutoff of blood supply to part of the brain. All parts of the body need oxygen to stay alive, and the blood vessels that carry the blood that carries the oxygen branch out like a tree, like the branches of a tree. And when a clot or an injury occurs in one of those blood vessels, the tissue that's fed by that blood vessel begins to die, and that's a stroke. In the brain, the tissue dies relatively quickly because it's very oxygen dependent. And that gives rise to the neurologic symptoms we always equate with stroke.
And what are the risk factors of having a stroke?
Well, there's a number of risk factors. We now call strokes a brain attack, because it's actually the same mechanism as a heart attack. The risk factors are things like high blood pressure, smoking, high cholesterol, being overweight, and diabetes. And those cause injury to the inside of those blood vessels that feed the brain. One of those injuries may actually cause a clot around it, and that can cause a stroke. There's other reasons, though. One is called atrial fibrillation, where there's an irregular rhythm in the heart, and people are anticoagulated because small, tiny clots can break off from within the heart and cause a stroke as well. And then the other more devastating stroke is when there's a hemorrhage in the brain. Hemorrhage can be very severe, usually associated with high blood pressure, but there's other conditions, and that can be devastating and lead to lots of functional loss.
Now, I'm wondering, what percentage of strokes in all of these different categories that we've been talking about can be prevented? Do we have good numbers on that?
There's good evidence we can prevent a large proportion of them. And it's predominantly by controlling those risk factors. For example, blood pressure control. Blood pressure needs to be controlled over your lifetime because the injuries that accrue to those blood vessels over time can cause a stroke 10 years from now, 15 years from now. And it's the same with cholesterol. If you smoke, you have to quit smoking. It is a huge risk factor for brain attack and heart attack. And then finally, in atrial fibrillation, we're now using blood thinners to prevent those clots from forming in the heart, so that they don't get a chance to break off and cause a stroke.
Dr. Moran, if smokers quit sometime in the adult years, do they start to get some immediate benefits, or have they caused health risks that linger?
Well, really both. But since you're quitting smoking, you can't go back and undo any injury that's occurred. But there's carbon monoxide and other chemicals in the cigarette smoke that cause the inside of those blood vessels to get inflamed and potentially cause a clot almost immediately. The other piece is that when you smoke, your blood vessels actually constrict because of the chemicals in the smoke, and that can predispose to stroke as well. So you have some residual damage, but you can stop any future damage, and it happens relatively quickly.
Dr. Moran, thanks so much for providing tips and information about stroke prevention.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio.